Good morning. Good morning. Welcome to the Voice of Grace, the city of transformation, a place where we are helping people discover and fulfill their God-given destiny, a place where we are discipling people for kingdom's work, a place where we're sharing the gospel with the world, a place where we are evangelizing and telling people about the kingdom of God, a place where we love and care for one another. And this morning, as we continue our devotional reading, I come to advise us this morning. I come this morning again to encourage us. I come this morning through the work of the Holy Spirit to point us in the direction that we need to be in. Yesterday, we started off by saying, when you need a trustworthy friend. And I said yesterday, many of us, the friends that we look for, it is a friend that is loyal, it's a friend that is committed, a friend that is devoted, a friend that is submissive, a friend that will defend us. And I'd also say we have to be mindful that we just don't have a friend that is submissive to our lives. A friend that will just tell us lies and defend our lives. But we must look for a friend that will be honest with us, truthful with us. A friend that will, yes, not betray us. A friend that will be committed and truthful. I'd also say that we do have seasonal friends. And those seasonal friends are friends that God has brought into your life, maybe to change your course, your season. And once that is changed, they've gone somewhere else. And you also have some friends that God will bring in your life because God wants you to change their course. Because God is doing something in your life as well. But I said to you, overall, when people betray us, when people are not committed, devoted, sometimes it's good to ask ourselves, am I committed and devoted to my friend, which is Jesus Christ? God, are you saying something here to me? Am I devoted to you? Am I committed to you? Am I trustworthy? Today, I also want to tell you about why is it important to have a friend, and not just any friend, but to have a trustworthy friend. Many of us, we pick friends. Sometimes friends will pick us. And sometimes our friendship is based on the institution, the education, the wealth, the prestige, their status. We picked these friends, or these friends picked us. But as we look for friends, let our friendship be based on the trustworthiness, the love, the peace, the kindness of God. You don't want to have a bad company, because a bad company will corrupt good morals as well. So be mindful how you pick the friends. You don't want friends that will mislead you. You don't want friends that will destroy you completely. Pick a friend that will help elevate you as you elevate them. Pick a friend that would also look out for you while you're looking out for them as well. Not a friend that will bring gossip, lies, deceptions, just to manipulate you. Pick a friend that will be honest and truthful to you. So today, I want to read Ecclesiastes chapter 4, verses 9, 10, and 12. And it's going to tell us why we need a friend, but not just any kind of friend. And it reads, "Two are better than one, because they have a good reward for their labor. For if they fall, the one will lift up his fellow. But woe to him that is alone when he falleth, for he hath not another to help him up. And if one prevailed against him, two shall withstand him. And a threefold cord is not quickly broken." These are the reasons why we need a trustworthy friend. One, two is better than one, because both of them will have a good reward for their labor, or for their labor. It is bad to be alone, to be a lonely wolf, because the enemy will snatch you in a heartbeat. And as I'm talking about friends, I'm talking about someone who is in the Lord and you are in the Lord. There are so many friends who have deceived us, lied to us, fooled us. There are friends that will tell us to do things that they themselves will not do. Be mindful of those friends. Like I said, when you are picking a friend, or a friend is picking you, let it be on the foundation of trustworthiness. Let it be on a foundation of a born-again believer who is anxious and serious and ready desiring the Lord Jesus Christ. That should be the kind of friend. Many of us pick friends, like I said, because of their status, because of the money they have. I heard one time someone said, "I refuse to be a friend to a broke person because the person is broke, don't have anything. They will make me broke." And I laugh. And the reason why I laugh is a man may be broke and don't have anything at all. And that man may have his trustworthiness. That man may be broke and don't have the world. But that man may have Jesus Christ. And he may have the wisdom of God. And he may have the faithfulness of God in him, the trustworthiness of God in him. So let's be mindful of how we pick our friends. Many of us pick friends because we want to stand next to the friend to be recognized. The second reason why friends are important in our lives is when one falls, the other will pick him or her up. Some of us, we have friends that when we fall, they laugh at us. We have friends that are waiting for us to fall so they can make mockery of us. We have friends that are just waiting for us to be disgraced, and they'll be laughing at us. You got some friends in ministry that are just waiting for your ministry to close down. So every day they come and ask you, "How's your ministry?" They're not helping you, but they always ask the question, "How's your ministry?" They're not praying for you, but they always ask, how's your family? How's your wife? How's your husband?" This morning, I'm saying to you, you need a friend that when you fall, the friend will be able to pick you up. You need a friend that will tell you the truth and not hide the truth from you. As the friend you need. Many of us today, we don't want that kind of friend because we feel that that person is controlling. But the person is telling you the truth. That's the kind of friend we need. A friend that will redirect us, a friend that will take us in the right direction and not the wrong direction. The Bible says, "Woe to him that is alone." Woe to him. Because when he falls, he has no one to lift him up. He cannot prevail against two or three. But the one who has friends, though friends can be a cord that is not easily broken. Words of wisdom this morning for each and every one of us. Brothers and sisters, who is that friend that you have that you can talk to or talk with? When you are going through those difficult times and those difficult moments, and you just want someone that will stand with you, encourage you, tell you the truth. In love, not a friend that will deceive you, not a friend that will lie to you, not a friend that will see you heading in the wrong direction and they just sit and watch you fall. But you need a friend that will pray with you, stand with you, talk with you. And when you fall, that friend comes and pick you up. As a friend in thee and a friend in thee. May God bless you today. May God keep you today. May God make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you.